Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel, we finished chapter 2, verses 30 through 32. Listen as today we start with Joel chapter 3.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready today. We're starting Joel chapter 3. Boy, I'm excited looking at this chapter. What a tremendous chapter of the Bible. You'll think at times I'm teaching from the book of Revelation instead of Joel in the Old Testament. Oh my goodness. We see the harmony of the Word of God as it talks about many last day events. And so I hope that you'll be following along with us. Again, I've just had a few announcements I wanted to make. First of all, we have our own radio station. It's called WTYG, and it is right here in Ocala. And whereas our own community, our county, gets to listen to it, many of you do not. Now, we have a lot of the old preachers that perhaps you're hearing on the radio station you're listening to right now, people like Bob Jones Sr. Also, we have others. Oliver B. Green. Oh, what a great preacher he was. And then there's Lester Roloff. And then there's some of the newer ones that are still true to the word, straight down the line. And so we hope that you would listen in. Our church services are live Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night on our radio station as well. And I'm telling you all of that to tell you that you can have our radio station where you are. You can carry WTYG with you all the time on your mobile devices. I was in Israel last year, as I will be this year, and I was able to tune in to our radio broadcast, and I'll do it again this year, November 6th through the 14th, when I'm in Israel again, teaching the Word of God there. We have apps available, free, from the Android App Store and the iTunes Store. Just look up WTYG and install our app, and listen to WTYG 24/7 wherever you go. WTYG now has been listened to in over the last 30 days. I can just give this report because it was just given to me in the last 30 days. We have been in 133 countries. India, we've had 3,500 different ones that have picked onto our app to listen. And so that is a tremendous report for which we give praise the Lord, because really, outside of putting together an app and getting it accepted, we certainly don't know how to make it spread around the country. But we're getting in the 1040 window, and we just ask for your prayers and also to tune in and listen to us. We would love to have your listening to us again. That's WTYG, and you can get that app on your mobile device, either at the Android App Store or the iTunes Store. Now, moving along, I also wanted to share with you that July 24th through 27th, the National Sword of the Lord Conference in Walkertown, North Carolina, that's a Monday through a Thursday, will be taking place. Listen, that is my favorite preaching place to go to every year. And I go to several, but I guess that is my favorite. Dr. Shelton Smith, editor of the Sword of the Lord, does an outstanding job in bringing together some tremendous preachers. And then also the available helps that we as pastors have through two things. One, through his afternoon School of the Prophets, in which he teaches preachers about the church, a local church, its operation, standards, and other things that we can do to make our church more glorifying unto God. And then secondly, we also find out that as we go into the other building there that's up there, that there are all kind of book vendors and other vendors that have good, godly music, Christian books, Bibles, and so many other things, and also some great Christian colleges that you can look into and consider for your children or for yourself. So let me encourage you to be with us July 24th through the 27th at the National Sword of the Lord Conference. Services begin Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 7 o'clock, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. There are other classes and things that are available during that time. What a great time. Hey, church, send your pastor and his wife there. Put them up in a motel and let them just have a good time away and also a time to grow in the Lord. Go to the NationalSwordOfTheLord.com website and you will find where you can get motels, hotels, and so forth at a good rate. So let me encourage you to do that as well. Then finally, I've been announcing this, and I want to continue to announce it till time runs out. But I am going to Israel November 6th through the 14th. We'll be flying out of JFK in New York and going straight nonstop to Tel Aviv, Israel. And then we'll visit the different sites. Your price will include both your meals, your hotels, and all the various places that we visit. You'll only have to pay for your lunch each day and whatever souvenirs that you may purchase. You'll love the Valley of Elah where David slew Goliath. We can pick up those smooth stones and take them back. Maybe there's a giant for you to slay in your neighborhood. But then also we can go and see Golgotha. Oh, what a place. The empty tomb, the judgment hall, the Sea of Galilee, where we actually take a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee. You can be baptized in the River Jordan. Go to Caesarea and see where some Christians right there in that Colosseum were fed to the lions. And oh, so many other places that we go throughout the Galilean area where there's Capernaum, Nazareth. We go over to the Dead Sea. We see En-Gedi where David hid from Saul. Qumran, where the various scriptures were found that showed that the book of Isaiah and the Bible is exactly what it is, and it was written when they said it was written. Oh, you'll love seeing that. And then on we can go to so many areas. We want you to come and go with us. You can go to our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org. Let me give you that one more time so you can write it down, www.centralbaptistocala.org. Go to our site. Come visit us, okay? Go with us. As we teach the Bible at all these sites and just the trip of the lifetime, this is my seventh trip. Felt perfectly safe all the way. But on our website, you can get all the details, the cost, everything that are involved. Just get it off our website. And you can even register online. It's perfectly safe, well guarded. And so we encourage you to do that and be a part of our trip. I'd love to meet many of you that I've never met before. Hey, get the church to send a pastor and his wife, and I can let your pastor preach at one of our spots in Israel. So let's get on it. I need a $300 deposit ASAP, and so get that in so we can hold your place and we can have an idea of how many people are going to be flying there with us. Well, I hope you have your Bibles now, and you're ready to go with us to Joel chapter 3, verse 1. We ask that you also have pencil and paper ready as we go through this third chapter and the final chapter of the book of Joel. But what tremendous chapter. Joel's just a small book, three chapters long, but listen, dynamite comes in small packages. And this is one of the books that pretty well proves that. Now our text in Joel chapter 3, verse 1, I'll read it. For behold, in those days, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem. Let me read verse 2. I will gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Wow, that's a tremendous passage of scripture there. It's very interesting, the number of people who now wonder just how close the rapture may be. Back about 2 years ago, our Supreme Court in the United States made some decisions that piqued the interest of a lot of people. Now, some of them, their interest has waned, and now, although they were against those decisions, they seem to not think of the soon coming of the Lord quite as much. But I believe those decisions were right near the top of the most abominable and debauched decisions in our nation's history of any Supreme Court. And of course, we're speaking regarding homosexual marriage. But my friend, I need to tell you something. It's not what happens in America that determines whether or not the Lord comes soon. It seems that the Bible shows prophecy centers around Israel. Now, I see the Middle East, and then I see America as the outskirts of the atrocities that go on in the Middle East on a daily basis. Who would have ever thought that the country who says, under God, in their pledge, and touts the freedom of religion, although some have tried to change that to freedom of worship, okay, to keep it inside your four walls only. But no, that's not what we found at the beginning. It was freedom of religion. But nonetheless, we have a great number of churches that name the name of Jesus Christ. And you wonder, how would we ever become a country that would award the capacity of nuclear bombs to a rogue nation led by a consortium of thugs that hate Israel and the United States? You'd think that men who would decide to allow that have a death wish upon our country. And many times it's decisions as these that makes one think we may just be before the rapture.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on